You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
We hadn't heard from them in a while, but this morning WikiLeaks began publishing more than 5 million emails. Emails that went to and from a Texas-based global security analysis company. It's been compared to a shadow CIA. WikiLeaks has not yet explained how it acquired the documents. It may never explain that. But the documents belong to the company Stratfor, and it's widely believed that WikiLeaks was given the information by the hacker group Anonymous. Hackers linked to Anonymous claim to have stolen those emails from Stratfor last year. That's being watched very closely at Wired magazine. Noah Shachtman joins us again, contributing editor at Wired and a fellow at the Brookings Institution. Have you gotten a look at some of these documents, Noah?
Yeah, I have. They go from the kind of interesting about a contract to spy on the global activist group, the Yes Men, to the very uninteresting, as in don't touch my lunch in the company refrigerator.
Wait, I let me get this clear, Noah. You're saying that these emails range from absolutely, completely uninteresting to a little bit interesting.
Correct.
All right. Well, let's try and say what the a little bit interesting category here. Are there any revelations that somebody may have to explain away?
Well, I mean, we haven't seen the whole trove
yet. Yeah, there's
5 million. So that's probably a little premature. But in general, the deal with Stratfor is they're a group that tends to comb wire services, comb newspapers, and comb people they might know for what's known as open source intelligence. That's news that's already out there in the public sphere that might be a little obscure. You know, these guys aren't a CIA. They're not, you know, they don't have a team of killer drones or anything like that. But they are good at scouring the internet.
They're good researchers with a lot of time on their hands.
Well, and that are paid well to do so.
Right. All right. So the CEO, George Friedman, had said that there's not going to be anything revealing in here. And it sounds kind of like you're saying he's probably right.
Yeah, I mean, we can't say for sure, but I don't think there'll be anything, you know, completely explosive. One thing that might be interesting, might be worth watching, is George Friedman, who, as you mentioned, is the founder of Stratfor. He's sort of a well-known neocon with some interesting views about, let's say, attacking Iran. Back in 2009, he said that the U.S. should bomb Iran and blame it on Iran's nuclear device, even if that nuclear device didn't actually exist.
Huh.
So with his correspondence with folks in, let's say, the military and intelligence fields might be rather embarrassing.
Although, for those people who know George Friedman, again, Stratfor's founder and CEO, that still doesn't surprise me all that much.
Correct.
All right. So let's talk then about this partner, this claimed partnered, rumored partnership between Anonymous and WikiLeaks. Is that new?
It's definitely a new turn. You may remember that Anonymous went after several financial firms, including PayPal and MasterCard, when they refused to process donations to WikiLeaks.
Yes.
So this is sort of taking that partnership one level further. It's also a new turn for WikiLeaks. You know, WikiLeaks started out as a place where insiders would give their information to WikiLeaks, and then they would disclose it to the wider world. This is something different, right? This is an outsider group purportedly breaking into an organization and then giving the information to WikiLeaks. So rather than, you know, sort of relying on whistleblowers who might lose their jobs if they, you know, correspond with WikiLeaks, they're relying on these outside groups instead.
All right, we're speaking with Noah Shachtman, contributing editor and Wired magazine and a fellow at the Brookings Institution. Is it possible that this is simply an attention grab, a headline grab by WikiLeaks, that there's not really all that much that's interesting in this release?
Well, I think everything that WikiLeaks does these days is geared towards the headlines, right? And,
yeah.
And if you just gave these emails to the New York Times or to WNYC, it would generate a certain amount of interest. But, you know, the sort of outlaw cachet that WikiLeaks has brings it even more. And so, you know, look, I think that's become one of WikiLeaks' you know, really most important, biggest calling cards is their ability to win the PR war.
What makes Stratfor. Again, Stratfor is the company that was targeted in this new release of millions of documents from WikiLeaks. It's a Texas-based global security analysis company. What makes Stratfor a target for both WikiLeaks and for Anonymous?
Honestly, Anonymous published some convoluted reason why they went after Stratfor, but it was so weird I don't even remember it.
The answer being, I have no idea. I mean, they're not necessarily known as any kind of abuse of power organization. They're basically a research group.
Correct. Now, look, maybe these emails reveal something, you know, really hot that will show that they've been involved in abuses of power. But, you know, as far as I know, what they're really good at is, you know, if something pops up on Pakistani TV, they let the relevant subscribers to their service know right away.
All right. We're speaking to Noah Shachman, contributing editor at Wired Magazine and a fellow at the Brookings Institution. Let's then talk about the direction, the future for WikiLeaks. Can we expect, I mean, there are many predictions after the initial relatively explosive releases from WikiLeaks. Can we expect that their day has come, that the sun has risen and set on WikiLeaks in terms of really changing the conversation on politics and diplomacy?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think actually this new model of relying on outside hacker groups, allegedly, for their leaks is potentially could lead to some really explosive revelations. And also, in some ways, keeps the whistleblowers out of harm's way. Right? So Private Bradley Manning, who is alleged to have leaked, you know, 95% of all the hot stuff that ever came out on WikiLeaks, you know, maybe a guy like him doesn't get thrown in the pokey for revealing secrets. Maybe they rely on these sort of amorphous hacker groups instead. Of course, what those hacker groups are doing is completely illegal, and they could get thrown in the pokey too.
Right. But do you think that the getting publicity through WikiLeaks is a bit of an incentive for a hacker?
For some, sure. I mean, I wouldn't want to tar everybody with the same brush. But I think the idea that not only could you release this stuff, but you could release it in a way that would get a lot of attention, even more so than just, you know, publishing on the internet by yourself. Sure, I think that for some people, that's going to be a big attractor.
And WikiLeaks knows how to get attention. That's Noah Shachman, contributing editor to Wired Magazine and a fellow at the Brookings Institution. Thanks, Noah.
Yep.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.